Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Mark, why do you believe people create these kinds of videos?
Well, people have a variety of motivations. Some of the most recent ones that have been interesting have been motivated by the desire to raise the alarm about deepfakes. So, a video showing former President Barack Obama saying things that he didn't say, or Mark Zuckerberg saying that whoever controls the data controls the world. Those were designed to go viral. And the reason they go viral is because they point to the concern that we have now about whether we can trust our eyes and ears online. And that concern is a very deep one, because it gets to the foundation of what it means to participate in a democratic society. If we can't agree on the facts, if we can't trust the information that we receive through mediated sources, we find ourselves facing profound challenges when it comes to debating the issues and finding out how best to govern ourselves. So in addition to the kind of concrete and sensational dangers of deepfakes, that they can be used, for example, to falsely incriminate people and maybe even rile up crowds or mobs against individuals based on fake video, they also more fundamentally threaten the conditions for public discussion and public debate. If we can't agree on what actually happened, it doesn't make sense much to have a, or if we can't agree on the facts, I should say, it's hard to agree on what to do about them.
And how easy it is to fall for these deepfake videos?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, because the people who circulate the deepfakes, it might be that some of them have fallen for them, but often people circulate them without really caring. So, for example, you may recall pretty recently there was a fake video of Nancy Pelosi in the U.S., the Speaker of the House. It had been slowed down to make it sound like she was drunk or under the influence or somehow impaired. And that video spread very widely. And it's not clear whether the people who spread it thought it was real. Many of them, I think, spread it because they thought it was funny, or because they thought even if it wasn't real, they didn't like Nancy Pelosi, so they wanted to distribute something that, you know, made her look bad. And that impulse to kind of ironically or for the sake of fun circulate images that other people might believe or that might create a false public impression also is one of the concerns about how memes spread online.
And well, is there concern that these deepfake videos could potentially be even used for evidence in court, potentially?
Yeah, I mean, this is the anxiety that, you might turn it around the other way. They might destabilize the ability of any video or recording evidence to be used in court. So on the one hand, yes, it's true. It might be possible to fake videos that incriminate somebody. But on the other hand, just knowing that deep fakes are prevalent and not so hard to manufacture, it's also possible for people to take incriminating evidence and say, that wasn't me, that's a deep fake. One of the examples that I think of is again, in the U.S., President Trump, there was the video of him bragging about how he gropes women. And that video was circulated as kind of convincing evidence of some of the things that Trump said. But he came out a little bit afterwards and said, yeah, I don't think that was me on the tape. So that ability to take evidence that seems to be documenting reality and discredit it works to the interest of those people who are in power and are able to say that the forms of information that are meant to hold them accountable can be discredited. Oh, that wasn't me. That's not real. So it cuts both ways. You have what I call false positives, which are fake information that's passing as real, and false negatives, which is the ability to discredit real information by saying, no, that's just one more fake.
You've got this such strong evidence, and all you need to say is it's a deep fake, and you plant those seeds of doubt. How do you actually spot out a deep fake then?
Well, you know, they're in the process of figuring out ways to do it, and they've discovered some techniques. For example, it's harder to generate, or at some point it was harder to generate deep fakes that convincingly have people blinking. And so, you know, you'd look for videos where the person didn't blink, and that would be maybe one sign that it was a fake video. But of course, the technology is going to continue to develop. And it's going to be one of those races between, on the one hand, outsmarting the detection techniques, and then on the other hand, developing new detection techniques to try to catch up with the fakes. So I think it'll be a technological race.
It'll be very interesting to see, you know, how the technology develops. Some, you know, concerning times, I get one way you can look at it. Mark, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It was a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for your interest.